Xavier, good morning, Brussels. I'm Xavier, and welcome to your daily Brussels podcast for Friday, March 13th, 2026.
Lean, and I'm Lean. Xavier, it's cloudy this morning with 10 degrees. Not bad for a Friday the 13th.
Xavier, indeed. And speaking of dramatic days, Lean, yesterday's massive demonstration really shook the city, up to 100,000 people in the streets.
Lean, incredible turnout against the Arizona coalition measures, Xavier. Some 4,500 passengers were affected by flight cancellations at Brussels Airport alone.
Xavier, the ripple effects were enormous. Public transport across the capital was severely hit too. Around 50 administrative arrests were made.
Lean, and this comes as Brussels communes are sounding the alarm about $1.7 billion in costs being passed down to them by higher government levels.
Xavier, that's putting massive pressure on local budgets. Meanwhile, we've got quite a contrast happening at Brussels Expo, the first ever Belgian defense fair, BIDEX.
Lean, over 200 exhibitors from 27 countries, Defense Minister Franken, PM De Wever, and NATO Secretary General Rutte all attended the opening.
Xavier, though Amnesty International criticized Lockheed Martin's presence, the fair opens to the public this Saturday if people want to check it out.
Lean, speaking of transportation, Xavier, the Metro 3 missing link saga continues. Officials now say civil engineering works will take 4 more years.
Xavier, 4 years for just 120 meters of missing tunnels under the Palais de Midi, and $150 million has already been spent.
Lean, at least Avenue de Stalingrad surface works can start this autumn, pending permits. But here's something immediate affecting nightlife.
Xavier, Saint-Gilles is cracking down. Several iconic bars, Brasserie Verschueren, La Mer à Boire, Le Louvre, must close between 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. for a month.
Lean, Mayor Spinette says it's about responding to resident noise complaints, not strangling hospitality. They're also developing a night charter.
Xavier, good news though. Six summer bars are coming back to Brussels parks. Henri in Georges Henri Park, Maurice in Saint-Quentin.
Lean, Fabiola in Roy-Baudouin Park, André in Laeken Park, and Vincent in Bonpasteur Park in Evere. State Secretary Persoons hopes they'll open by late April.
Xavier, and mark your calendars. Brussels Pride is set for May 16th under the theme "When times get darker, we shine brighter."
Lean, 200,000 visitors expected. Rainbow House Brussels chose that theme in response to rising anti-LGBTQIA+ rhetoric.
Xavier, in education news, there's serious trouble at Athénée Royal du Sippelberg in Molenbeek. The director and a teacher have been suspended.
Lean, allegations include bullying, abuse of power, sexual intimidation, and threats brought by students. The director is Hassan Ouassari, a municipal councillor.
Xavier, perfect. That's your Brussels update for Friday the 13th. Ironically, not so unlucky after all.
Lean, thanks for joining us, Brussels. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you Monday.